Caitlin McAllister, the head basketball coach for the Coon Rapids Baird girls, joining us here today as we take a look at the 2019 season. And Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet, Coach. You and I were just chatting kind of before the interview started here today. You know, this team has gotten some experience over the last year coming into this year, but realistically, this is still a young program and a young group of kids, just two seniors on this year's team. So there's still a lot of growth potential in this young group.
Yeah, I will lose Cora and Lexi, and this was Lexi's first year out for basketball since junior high, but just her energy and what she brought to practice was really good for the girls and had a positive leadership role. And same thing with Cora. Defensively, she's going to be really hard to replace. Same with bringing the ball up the court. Also, one of our great leaders, our underclassmen just really look up to them, and I think that's kind of made all the difference this basketball season.
Coach, as you take a look at this season, kind of what are your thoughts on it? I know there was a lot of games when you and I would be texting back and forth a little bit, or when I'd read your text message after a long drive back to the office and I'd get a chance to kind of dig through them all, that you guys would play a good half or a good three quarters, but it seemed to be one quarter or maybe a half that kind of bit you a little bit. So probably better than that 4-18 record, but your thoughts kind of on the season?
I went back today and was just kind of looking through our games, and of our losses, we have 10 that were under, like, 10 points or less, and one, two, like, four or five of them, we were up at halftime or up during the third quarter, so that was definitely, I think it comes back to how young our girls are, like what you said, we're still getting that experience and learning how to win, and looking at it, some of them, like, Boyer Valley, we lost by 4 and 5 both times we played them. Glidden, we lost by 5 the second time in overtime. And so just those kind of games, like getting past that hump, because I know Earlham, Arweva, Ogden, and Boyer Valley, we were all up at halftime. So it's kind of frustrating for the girls, but I think they also saw a lot of improvement, and they were they were positive about how their season went, but just not quite where we want to be yet.
Where did you see this team improve, and what were some of the biggest jumps in improvement that you saw?
From last year to this year, and a lot of the girls that played this year were similar to girls who played last year, our field goal and free throw percentage definitely increased. I told them at the beginning of the season, in order to be competitive in our conference, we have to have more shot attempts and need to score. And while we improved in points per game, but not as much as we'd like, it still made a big difference in how they were competing and kept us in those 10 or less range games, because last year we had a lot of 20-point differences, so big difference in that. Also, they improved rebounding. We have Alea and Alexa and Maya, all pretty tall girls that have been competitive rebounding-wise, and that kind of is what kept us competitive through those games. And what's nice is they're both returning next year. So they were, I think, Alexa might have 8 rebounds a game and Alea 7 rebounds a game. So it's nice knowing that as juniors they're going to come back and do the same thing. And then along with that, we also improved in turnovers per game. I think we had 6 less turnovers a game than we did last year, which is a huge difference. We were under 20 turnovers per game, and last year I think we were sitting at like 25 per game. So just handling the ball, getting into those positions where we were taking more attempts. We had a few games that we didn't shoot a lot, but it's just way better than last year. I think, I can't remember, maybe Peyton Sherdan we played last year that we only shot like 13 times the whole game. And this time we were sitting at like 50 shots per game, which makes a big difference in how you're scoring and how you're doing. And like I said, we had one more attempt, and this year we shot 40 more attempts or 40 more times, and we scored. We made 40 more than we made last year. So even those 40 points, that was just that big increase in getting us more competitive in our conference.
Coach, do you think some of that goes to being the second year in your program and your system now, and the girls just having a better understanding of everything that you're wanting to do?
Yeah, I definitely think that has a lot to do with it. We played a lot more basketball this summer. We also played, or the girls also played in some fall and fall leagues with in Jefferson, and so I think just in general the girls are having more experience and they're getting more shots in the summer, and we had more girls coming in and wanting to get better. So I think that has also made the difference, that they kind of know what I expect, but they're also getting more opportunities than they had when they were younger. So it makes a big difference.
Where did you feel like this team was playing its best, at what part of the year?
I would definitely say at the end of the year, the second part of the conference, I think they did a much better job of competing. There was a couple games that I would not say that about, but for the most part, I think every time they played them the second time, they just continued to improve. And what I like about this group of girls is we can tell them something right before the game, and they do a great job of applying it. There were some times that we didn't even have practices, and we said this is what needs to happen, and they'd come out at halftime and do exactly that. So I think that just their knowledge and everything has improved, and so as the season went on, they've just gotten a much better job of understanding and knowing what to expect and what needs to happen in games.
And, Coach, I get the sense as this year went on and kind of following you guys and watching you all season, Alea Betts got off to a great start this year. I thought defenses started to focus on her a little bit more as the year went on.
Yeah, definitely. Alea, I think she was double digits for, like, the first three or four games. But they, what's hard for, like, to regarding Alea is she's very quick. She's a lot quicker than some of the posts that she goes up against. And she kind of made her have to adjust in the middle of the season, and I think towards the end of the season she was back kind of in her groove of scoring, but in the middle of the season they start taking away things that were working very well for her the first half, and that which happens, they start watching video on you and know what you want to do. So started out strong, they kind of adjusted, and then I think she finished strong, especially against Peyton Sherdan the last time we played them. She had 20 points, I think, but she is doing a good job of adjusting, and she'll keep doing that next year. And as we keep working on more moves that she can do, so she can adjust earlier in the season rather than later.
And it looked like as defenses focused more on her, I thought I saw Maya Leedy's and Bryn Bass's numbers start to go up, where maybe things open up for them and they could start to showcase some of the talents that they have.
Yeah, definitely. Maya's had a lot of good clutch shots this year. Especially, like, again, at the end of the year, she started hitting threes. And I think a lot of Maya's had to do with building her confidence. She was a sophomore, first time in a starting position. And so I think as the season went on, she started realizing what her best shots were and when she should be shooting and things like that. So I think Maya just did a much better job of adjusting and knowing good shot selection, which comes with age and experience. And Bryn started realizing that she needs to get back into that driving mode, because she opens up offense for herself and offense for her teammates. And I think, once again, I know she started last year as a freshman, but she's only a sophomore, so I think she's just learning and knowing that what works for her and what she needs to do in order to be successful.
How much did you see the confidence level of some of these girls that maybe, you know, like last year, Bryn and Maya were freshmen out there playing varsity, Alea, sophomore that hadn't seen a ton of varsity time prior to that. How much more comfortable and confident were they coming into this year?
I would say they were a lot more confident this year. I think they knew their roles a little bit better coming into this and when they needed to step up and things like that. So, and that once again comes with having me as a coach for the second year in a row. They, in general, like Alexa, her confidence and her abilities this year just were night and day from last year this year. And I know she played a lot more. She rarely came out, but she's definitely, from this year to last year, is more of a force to be reckoned with. And I think from this year to next year, it's going to be night and day different even then. Alexa got more confident as the season went on, and she started being a lot stronger with the ball, and that comes back to last year was technically her first year in high school because she didn't go out as a freshman. So that same thing with Maya and Bryn, that they just needed to understand their that they are very successful basketball players and good things will happen. They just need to have that confidence, and I think their confidence has skyrocketed since last year.
And you mentioned Alexa. It almost seemed like almost every night I typed up the results, double-double was either within reach or she grabbed a double-double that night. So another year for her is going to be really special.
Yeah, definitely. And I know this summer her sister was a really good post player, and I know her sister's worked with her a lot. But she knows that she needs to figure out other moves and how to get to the foul line more, because she's going to be one of the bigger girls, taller girls in the conference again next year. And so she knows that she's going to have to continue to fight. Her rebounding, I think, was her big goal this year, and she did a good job of being consistent throughout the whole season.
Miranda Garcia, one of those girls that came off of the bench, gave you a lot of minutes. I know in talking with you early in the year, you've got a lot of faith in what this young lady and what the future in her is going to bring for you and your program.
Yeah, and I think it goes back with Miranda, that confidence, all of those sophomores. We have a very talented sophomore class, and they're going to be juniors next year. And I think building that one more year of confidence and varsity playing time for next year, I know she'll probably play varsity for softball. So just continuing to build up that knowledge that she knows what she's doing, she's going to be strong. And Miranda has kind of what Alea has in the sense as a post player, that she's a lot quicker and could do a lot different things, a lot of different things in post play that a lot of the taller girls can't. And she's just, I think our off-season goal is to figure out how we can score over girls that are as tall as Alexa and things like that. And she knows what she needs to work on, which is makes a big difference for all of these girls.
And Mallory Leedy, fun kid. I think she's got some really good abilities, but the one thing that always jumps off the board, her and her sister keep, I think, the entire team loose.
Yes, definitely, and that's what I think, or in general, Mallory definitely is the biggest. She lifts everyone up, practice, games. She will see a lot more next year, obviously, but she's a great three-point shooter and gets everyone excited, and for the most part, she is going to be like very similar to Maya, that she can play inside, outside, and just keep working on her strengths. And I think great things will happen for Mallory next year too. It'll be nice to be able to pull off some more height and someone that could bring handle the ball and bring it up the court next year also.
Couple other girls, Emma Hart and Lacey Davis, kind of some youngsters still kind of learning a little bit. Kind of your thoughts on what the type of year they had and what they did for you.
Yeah, Emma, we brought Emma off the bench for a lot of close games because she's a really strong defender. She's kind of a bulldog. She'll get rebounds, she'll steal the ball, and she's just going to be very strong defensively, and I know she could continue to work on that this summer and keep working on her ball handling. I could tell her she's improved a lot since last year, and I think you'll have another big jump again next year. And same thing with Lacey. Lacey always seems to be at the right place at the right time, and I know she's pretty short, but she always gets rebounds after everyone else has jumped to get it. She's kind of there when she needs to, and same thing with being able to steal the ball. So both of those girls are will work on ball handling, and I think they'll both be pretty successful in helping us handle the ball next year, because that's something that we need to always continue to work on.
And one girl that was with you for just a part of the season, and then they moved away, Alexis Kotsky. I know that you guys had kind of built a pretty good bond there in that year and a half that you were able to coach her.
Yeah, it was definitely a shame. I wish she would have been able to stay all year, but she was definitely going to be one of our potential people that were going to help us bring the ball up the court and kind of give Brandon and Cora some breathing room from this season. But I think good things are happening where she's at. We definitely miss her, and all the girls constantly are talking about her like first round. They're still sending her pictures and keeping her involved in the team, which is nice.
Coach, you mentioned next season. I think the future bright for this program. What are the things you want the girls focusing on getting ready for next year?
We're going to do a lot of shooting and ball handling. We lose Cora, so we need someone else that can kind of take that role of being able to break presses and bring the ball up the court. So lots of shots, get some scrimmaging in, that game experience for the girls that unfortunately didn't get to play a lot because we don't have a JV will be nice for them this summer. Our goal, we need more points per game in order to be successful, so that's kind of our big thing. In order to do that, we have to be able to handle the ball and be able to make higher percentages of shots. So that's kind of our goal going into the summer and looking for next season.
Well, Caitlin, appreciate you joining us here today. Enjoy the off season and enjoy the start of the new family that's probably coming
Thank
here
you.
Soon. Absolutely. So appreciate
yep,
you joining us.
Yeah,
that's what I figured. Thanks for everything all season. I know I can be a pest with some of those late night text messages and stuff. So appreciate everything all year long. And we look forward to next year.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You bet. Caitlin McAllister, again, the head coach for the Coon Rapids Baird girls.